Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Tuesday the 14th of December 2010. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Amazon has announced this morning, Amazon Windows Shop. It's fantastic. It's a new experience. I've already tweeted it out, and one of the listeners has already come back and said what a fantastic experience it is. I haven't even played with it yet, so you're well ahead of me, Paul. Great news. It's a whole new way of looking at Christmas. Amazon Windows Shop has been designed and built without compromise just for the iPad, and we're excited to be able to bring it to customers in the UK in time for Christmas, said Greg Keighley, Vice President of EU Retail at Amazon. Well done, Greg. Fantastic job. UK is cracking down on sponsored tweets. The Office of Fair Trading has said to a few companies, notably Handpicked Media, that they are not to send out sponsored tweets where it is not completely unavoidable to the average consumer that it has been sponsored and paid for. If you do, I'm afraid you're in big trouble, and the OFT are very, very good with teeth as well. PS3 is also streaming to ITV and Channel 4 this week. Content's been going out on a web browser for quite a period of time. However, The Guardian is reporting that you're going to get it on your PS3. The update will come out sometime this week and the content will start streaming, allegedly. Unfortunately, no word from anyone else, just the fact that it is actually coming. Cameron has been talking to Twitter. He's managed to get through the hundreds and hundreds of students that want his blood, and he's sitting down with Katie Jacobs and Boris Johnson and talking to Twitter about them coming to London. They're going to come to the Silicon Roundabout. Says it all, doesn't it? America's got an entire valley. We've got a roundabout in Old Street. Oh dear. Best Buy is selling the Nexus S. They're going to be available at 8 a.m. this morning online. You can buy yours. It's $529 if you want it contract-free, or $199 if you want it with a contract. It's a bit more expensive than the Nexus One, wasn't it? Google is also launching Teach Parents Tech Site. It's a fantastic idea to get parents who are a bit technophobes into the technology world after Christmas. So all the things that they've bought their kids that they can't get to function on Christmas Day, Google are going to help them get them running. Good on you. Well done. Apple has disabled the jailbreak detection API in iOS 4.2. It's less than 6 months since it introduced it in the first place, but now it's disappeared. So it looks like hacking your iPhone is absolutely legal. Huzzah! Gamers are also claiming that an unauthorized application purchase from the iOS games has come about. People downloaded a free Chinese language iOS mass multiplayer online role-playing game, and the iTunes store apparently then started debiting their credit card. Apple are looking into it. However, free Chinese language programs, oh dear, doesn't sound good, does it? And Facebook has launched the Hacker Cup. It's not a Harry Potter thing. You don't have to chase anything around on a broomstick. It is for you to improve their website. They're going to pay you to do their work. If you're good with algorithms, then you can go to the website and apply for it. If you want to do it, registration doesn't open until the 20th of December, and there'll be a qualification round that starts on the 7th of January. IDEO has released the RFID turntable. It's a black piece of plastic that plugs in, and it's got a speaker in the centre, and you take an RFID chip and stick it on, and if that triggers music, it plays the music. There's a video on YouTube and Vimeo, and it looks great. It looks absolutely fantastic. There's no word on price, unfortunately, and especially on the fact that there's actually no media out there. Sphero is a toy ball, and it rolls itself. If you really want to upset your cat, you've got to get this for Christmas. Except it's not out. It'll be there at CES perhaps next year. But this thing will run off your smartphone. You can control it. It is a radio-controlled ball. I can see absolutely no end of fun for this on Christmas Day, but it's not going to be here. And Swap Rebel is taking a bit of a dig at your iPod Nano, because although that can be made into a watch, Swap Rebel is a watch. And not only does it just pay you back your music and video, because it does MP3s and MP4s, it also works as a phone as well, taking a SIM card. It looks really daggy and horrible, but for £189, you can have one and you can throw away your iPod Nano. Fraunhofer have released the 2S. It uses AwiLock indoor positioning, and it's a guide for museum patrons. So when you go, you'll get an iPod now instead of an audio thing, and the iPod will play the audio just like it did before, but it'll show you on a map where you are, and it'll sense where you are and play the relevant bit of audio for where you stood and looking. What a good idea that is. Apple's iPad is also the top gadget of 2010. If you want to get one this Christmas, stocks are running short. The Samsung Galaxy S appeared and took second prize as well. iPhone 4 popped up on the phones list, and also Netflix was number one for user entertainment. Very good. And speaking of iPads, oh yes, Real Racing 2 is out on the 16th of December. The fantastic application that I'm addicted to will be out for $9.99. That's a bit pricey, chaps, but it's the 16th of December. It's definitely coming, and you're definitely going to enjoy it. And finally, we go over to Santa for today's Crap for Christmas.
Hello, this is Santa. I'm afraid I can't take your call right now, but if you leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If this is the milkman, then I'd like 2 pints of Gold Top, please. That'd be lovely. Thank you very much. If this is Ewan, then where the bloody hell were you yesterday? I rang and rang and rang, but there was no answer. So bugger off. I'm not interested in doing it anymore. If you can't be bothered to make the phone calls, then I'm afraid I'm not going to look on the internet for rubbish. Anyway, if you are ringing for today's Crap for Christmas, because I'm aware of contract law, then today's is the Kaleidoscope 100 disc Blu-ray movie server. It's not very good, really. It needs a server, and then you need a player, and you can't have 2 servers with 1 player because you have to have 2 players then. And it also costs you $1,495 for the server and $2,500 for the player. So it's a little bit expensive. Sony's 400 disc changer is a lot cheaper and a lot more flexible. So that's the Kaleidoscope 100 disc Blu-ray movie server. Utter, utter rubbish. Ha! Well, anyway, maybe you'll call me tomorrow, maybe you won't. We'll see.
Hello, Santa, this is Ewan. I'm awfully sorry, mate. I'll be back again tomorrow, I promise. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of all of the previous 24 hours news as normal. If you fancy leaving us a review in iTunes, just go ahead and do it. Stick it on any feed you like and say whatever you want, or stick it on all the feeds multiple times. That's what we need. Loads and loads and loads of reviews. Thanks ever so much for downloading the show. It's been a fantastic year and we've got some fabulous, fabulous people contributing. We'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.